Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awaken to Empowerment. It's time. It's time to awaken to consciousness. It's time for a paradigm shift. It is time for love and empowerment, and it's time to create your ideal life. Now we're going to start deploying the Awaken Life XL process. If you're freedom loving and you want to change your life and restore exceptionalism, it's time. And I know Nancy's on the line. We got you live today, right, Nance?
You bet. You can hear me?
I can hear you. Oh, yay. Yeah, last week we had technical difficulties, and we still did a show, but this week we're going to have a really great show. How has your week been, Nancy? I know today was hectic because I talked to you for a while. So you had a crazy day today. How has your week been so far, or your week from last week been?
It was crazy, crazier, and craziest.
Crazy, crazy, and craziest. But sometimes crazy, crazier, and craziest is good because there's a lot of growth in there. There's a lot of change going on in your life. And today's topic of conversation, I know I had you read this from another website, and I'm not locating. What is the name of that website that I got this from? Do you remember?
I can look
it's
for
okay
you while
if
we're
you,
online.
Doesn't matter, because I know you sent it to me, and I can go check it out. But the coolest thing about this, it is from 10 Pieces of Timeless Spiritual Wisdom to Help You Get Through Hard Times. And I know that you read it. I'm going to kind of do a little reading up on it quickly. It says, the wisest and most loving and well-rounded people you have ever met are likely those who have known misery, defeat, heartbreak, losing something or someone they love. They found their way out of the depths of their own despair. These people have experienced many ups and downs and have gained an appreciation, a sensitivity, and an understanding that fills them with compassion, understanding, and deep loving wisdom. People like this aren't born, they're developed slowly over a course of time. And you know what? I really think when the hard times hit, it does show you what you're made of, and it's good. It's not a bad thing. This article is from socialconsciousness.com, so it's a really great website if our listeners haven't checked it out. We're not partner associations with them. It's just something that I found, and called socialconsciousness.com, and they have a plethora of richness. But this moved me because I know, hard times in life, everybody can look at me and say, oh, your life is so easy. Well, those are people that don't know me. My mom died when I was 17, and a lot of my personal struggles. I mean, it took me three times to have a kid, and my boyfriend broke up with me on Christmas Day, and I'm now married to him. And, it just, that stuff just makes you stronger. And I know, Nance, you want to share any of your, I know you've had some tests of growth in your life too, right?
Yeah. Which part of life did you want me to focus on?
Exactly. You keep growing, and you get to a point of life's okay, and recently you had a very good friend of yours be very mean to you, and they tried to start controlling you, and I don't know how much you want to share, but pain is a part of life and love, and it does help you grow. So, and I've seen your growth over the past 5 years to be amazing and profound, but even just recently, you are the most fluid and adaptable person. I can't keep up with you because every day it's a different thing. So you want to talk about your most recent experience? I'm not talking about with the two alcoholics. I'm talking about with the single alcoholic.
yeah, first I wanted to say that thing that you pulled off is a Facebook link from a Facebook page called Social Consciousness.
Right. Yeah, I just said that. I don't know if you heard me. I did call it Social Consciousness, and thank you for reaffirming that. Yes.
That is, I went on their Facebook page and signed up to like them because they do post some really poignant things that when I was reading it, I thought, wow, you know, this is definitely encouragement for what I'm going through. Recently, it's just trying to keep up with all the changes, which you hear are daily, just about. Every once in a while, the universe gives me a little break to chillax a little. But generally speaking, you know, when you ask for a lot of opportunity and you're doing a lot of growing, that's what you're going to get. So, you know, it's kind of being able to jump from one opportunity to the other, assess each situation as you're, you know, moving forward on the whole journey. But, you know, it does require some leaps of faith at times.
And how do you know you're always making the right decisions?
I don't always know if I'm making the right decision. I'm making the decision at that time that makes the most sense to me. And I'm sure if I made the wrong decision, somehow it's going to get corrected. But I also really don't believe there's really a wrong decision. I think it's all different learning opportunities, and I think we're presented with lots of choices on what lessons we want to learn and what experiences we want to have. So I don't really find myself in fear of, oh my gosh, what if I make the wrong choice? I just make the choice that seems most logical, or if I'm really uncertain, I might, you know, discuss it with you or discuss it with people that have expertise in a particular field and say, hey, if you have this choice and this choice, you know, what would you choose? And just try to, you know, discern it. But I don't have a fear of failure because I don't really look at it as failure. I look at it as another opportunity to grow.
Well, you know what? You just said something, and you know what I want to do? I want to get back to the whole program today, which is the 10 pieces of timeless spiritual wisdom to help you get through the hard times. So first one is pain. I'm going to read these off really quick, and then you just said something which is amazing because it's part of that. It's one, pain is a part of life, and it helps you grow. Two, mindset is half the battle. Three, your biggest fears don't really exist. Four, you're growing through experience. Five, you can't change situations you don't take responsibility for. Six, the present is all you really have to deal with. Seven, there's always, always, always something to be thankful for. Eight, great things take time. Nine, other people can't validate you. And 10, you're not alone. So, you know, pain is a part of life, and you do grow through pain. And we had that discussion on the phone today about, you know, giving birth is not painless. So that's like that, especially during the transition period of birth. So, you know, I think it's, you know, pain does grow us. And also, like, you know, this says mindset is half the battle, and, you know, you don't have to have the stinking thinking, because I think stinking thinking makes it even worse. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. It you know, it's how you're accepting your challenges and whatnot that either gets you to the other side of it easy, or gets you there where now you've made yourself really sick and ill going
exactly.
At. So
exactly.
I've really tried to adapt the even in some of my darkest places of the last week, I've tried to think of, like, what could I do to make this a productive experience of some sort, even though it was not a pleasant experience, believe me. Not one I care to repeat. So,
any examples you want to give on that real quick? Any examples you want to bring forward for that?
just being in places where you're detained for a while due to circumstances beyond control.
Yeah, being a victim of circumstance. There's a
right.
success when you're a circumstance beyond your control. Yeah, your mindset is half the battle. And, you know, going back to our Napoleon Hill days when we were doing Think and Grow Rich, thoughts are things. And it goes back to manifesting. You know, you focus on something, that's what you're manifesting. And, you know, if you change your thoughts, you definitely and profoundly can change your reality, you know. So that's a really, I believe in that. I've lived like that. And sometimes it's okay to be blue and be sad, you know, as long as you can understand why you're sad and you let that sadness and, you know, serve you, you know, how to do better, you know. But,
right.
you know, a big one for people is that fear, false evidence appearing real, right? And I don't think you have a lot. I think you've really grown past fear. You used to be a little more fearful. I remember when we were starting Spotigo, and it's like, well, I don't have a paycheck. I don't know where money's coming from. And you certainly haven't gone down that path in a very long time, which has made you more entrepreneurial, you know. But I think you really do have the propensity to follow your heart and just keep moving in a direction. And then it's cool how when you face your fears and walk through them, all of a sudden you start getting doors open to you that would have never opened if you would have just stayed stuck in fear, right?
Exactly.
And don't you think sometimes the fear is just, okay, all right, now seriously, you know, foolish fear, like, okay, why don't you just go jump off a cliff of 1,000 feet without a, you know, a parachute? Okay, you know what? I'd be pretty fearful, but what's the point of doing that, right? You know?
Right.
But, you know, stepping out and doing some of the things or leaving bad situations behind, a lot of people, you know, what's so sad is that you see a lot of people staying stuck in abusive situations. And I know you and I both know someone right now who knows if they let cut the cord from their roommate, quote-unquote business partner, their life would be so much more empowered and so much richer. But the fear of not knowing and somebody not, quote-unquote, taking care of them is more frightening than being free from the bondage of that mentally abusive person, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's the ultimate fear scenario. And the interesting part about that is if this person would walk through that fear, which I think maybe they are. I have to double check on that. I think maybe I'm seeing some desire to walk through that fear. But
that's definitely time for me to call and do some rah-rahing and encouragement in that venue too, you know? Because I'll share something with you. This person knew me very well, and I don't know if I told you, you know about the boyfriend that I lived with when I was like 20-something, and, you know, he had the fancy car, and I lived in this beautiful place, but I knew I had to go because the mental abuse was just stunning. It was, you know, it was just horrible, and I knew I had to go, and I snuck away in the middle of the night. Do you remember that? I know you know, because I told you this when you were doing something similar. And
right.
The next day, I'm sorry?
Yes, I was just agreeing that, yeah, you shared that story with me.
But the next day, driving to work, and Whitney Houston, The Greatest Love of All, came on, and I was, like, weeping with joy because I actually took that step, and it took me about 6 months of sitting down with friends, and they're like, you can come and live with me, and, you know, you got to leave this guy, this is, you know, blah, 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 but I just was so scared, I was so fearful of making that step, and then when I finally took that jump, and I did it, it was like, I mean, just the profoundness of driving to work that day and hearing that song come on, and I wept. I literally wept. I was on 53 going south by Woodfield, and all of a sudden that song came on, and I was just like, oh, amazing. And I definitely think that I will share that with this other individual. But, you know, fear is It's just false evidence appearing real, and I am really proud of you because you are one of the most courageous people I know. I mean, some of the stuff that you have done on your own, I mean, wow, amazing. So kudos to you. Any final thoughts on fear? Because we have about 14 minutes, and we still have about five more principles to talk through.
Now let's go to something else.
Well, growing through experience. Growing through experience.
Okay.
I just think that's... Pardon me?
That's your whole life. You grow through experience.
Isn't it? You know, and once you stop growing, you know, it's like flowers. You know me, I'm the gardener. And, you know, stuff stops growing in the fall. And what happens to it? It dies. So when you stop growing, and on so many levels, and I gotta tell you something really interesting. I was talking to Dr. Kobaba on Saturday, and we were talking about something very interesting. And he says, you know, Carol, because I see you wanting to go back, you know, to this place over here, and you really need to be over here, and over here is not your comfort zone. And I said, yeah, that's true. And he said, you know, he says, you, because we always do our fallback, our comfort zone, you know. And I don't know, he was pretty astute. He wasn't specific on what he meant over here was. And it had to do with the radio show. But long and short, I said to him, I said, no, I said, coach me to that. I said, I'm very open. I said, I really like, you know, I like to have constructive, loving criticism, you know, whatever. And it's like, because, you know, once you stop growing, you die. And that's growth, you know. I mean, now some people are just mean and haters, and they just want to control you. But people that actually tell you, hey, you know what, I think you can do better here. You know, I really admire people like that, you know. And I want to be around people that can see the best in me and vice versa. So growing, you know, I think people can help each other grow. I think we can collectively and respectively help each other grow.
I agree.
I like this sentence. It says, you have the power to turn your wounds and worries into wisdom. Just you just have to do something about them. You have to accept what has happened and use what you've learned to step forward. So use those stumbling blocks as stepping stones, you know. Everything you've experienced has given you the upper hand for dealing with everything you've yet to experience. Realize this and set yourself free. So that's a pretty good one. And that is life, you know.
That was
now, I love this one. I love this one. This one's huge. You can't change situations you don't take responsibility for. You know, I think this is one of the biggest keys, you know, because everybody is like, well, it's his fault that I did, you know. I mean, I know that I've done the blame game with my husband, you know, and I see that as a very common occurrence. Do you find that to be true, that most people don't really take responsibility for their actions and behaviors and situations?
Oh, yeah. When you ask them that question, like they'll be crabbing about something or something somebody did to them, you know, sometimes I'll ask, well, what part did you participate in that? You know, you had a part because it's in your world and, you know, part of what you're experiencing. So, you know, what part did you play in that whole situation? And maybe that's what really needs to be examined, not this other person doing something to you or making you do something.
Well, I mean, except when you have dysfunctional people like a certain person that we know that is the negative. There are a lot of negative, mentally abusive people out there. They're angry and they hate their own life, and they have no control of their own life, so they want to project the hate to other people and control other people. And I think when someone is in a codependent relationship, I mean, how do you think that affects this particular principle of changing situations and responsibility when you're a codependent? You blame it on your codependency?
I think you still have to take responsibility for the fact that you're choosing to be in a codependent relationship. And if you are at the point where that's not acceptable to you anymore, then you have to have the courage to make the appropriate changes. Otherwise, you can't just sit and keep crabbing about it and crabbing about it if you're not willing to do, you know, put some effort forward to do anything, whether that go for counseling or to the extreme of removing yourself or the person from your life. But mm-hmm. you got to take some productive action. You can't just sit there and blame the other person for their dysfunction, because they are who they are and they're showing you exactly who they are. And then now you have the choice of whether you want to deal with that and on what level you want to deal with that. So it's, again, back to take some responsibility for your part in the dance as well.
Right. Well, here it says, make no mistake, in the end, the price of happiness is responsibility. As soon as you stop making everyone and everything else's responsibility for your happiness, the happier you'll be. If you're unhappy now, it's not someone else's fault. Ultimately, your happiness depends on your own self-reliance, your unshakable willingness to take responsibility for your life from this moment forward, regardless of who had a hand in making it that way, is now. It's about taking control of your present circumstances, thinking for yourself, and making a firm choice to choose differently. It's about being the hero of your life, not the victim. So that's pretty cool.
That's
now, the next principle, number six.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's a pretty concise version of what I just said without even having just read it. That's exactly it. That's the whole deal.
And I like this one, too. This is number six. The present is all you really have to deal with. And you know what? I know that you are a champion of that. Just talking to you and your current circumstances, it's like, well, only thing I got to deal with is today. I got to deal with what today is. And this says, life is not lived some distant imagined land of someday. Oh, someday aisle, where everything is perfect. It is lived in the here and now with the reality of the way things are. Yes, by all means, you could work toward an idealized tomorrow, yet you must successfully deal with the world as it is today. So, and I know that you are very enlightened in that area of living in the now, in the present. And they say, you know, today is a gift. That's why they call it the present, right?
Right, exactly.
So,
what's the other really good phrase that I say is, is what, yesterday, oh, darn, now I'm going to have a brain fart trying to remember. Something to the effect that yesterday's, well, we'll skip it for now because I got to think about it.
Yesterday's gone. Yeah, no, you know what, and sometimes, you know, you just got to sit down and smell the roses, and I have to say here in the northwest, the northern part of the country, we're finally getting spring and that rebirth to be out and just watching those plants come back to life and hearing the birds sing and watching the stupid squirrels. That is just so, it's just so real, and it's the now and the present and the little things in the presence of life is just so amazing, you know. But that's living in the present is a good thing, and enjoying who you're with and, you know, being grateful for the people that are around you. I mean, those are huge, huge, huge things that really can help you, you know, go through those tough times. And then the seventh principle, there is always, always, always something to be thankful for. How about it, huh? You know what they say?
Oh.
They say if you're going through hell, you go to a homeless shelter or you go and help somebody who's got things more, you know, things a little more challenging than you do, and you start going there, and then you could be, it really helps your gratitude, you know, and as long as you're breathing and your body's working and your mind's decent, good golly, you know, there's always something to be thankful for. And, you know, when you smile and laugh, you help to build endorphins, which build more, you know, those chemicals, those hormones to make you even more happy. And I know that, you know, gratitude, do you do gratitude prayers every day?
I say gratitude, if you want to call it prayer, usually the first thing when I get up in the morning, I reflect on what happened in the last 24 hours and what gratefulness I have towards those things. And then it seems like people will show me what I'm supposed to be grateful for. Like in my last situation where I was detained somewhere for a long period of time and I really, you know, just had to wait it out, I decided I would talk to other people that were there. And in talking with them, they really shed the light on the kind of life I was living and what I was doing by sharing their lives. And I thought, wow, I mean, here these girls are, you know, in real different dire straits of sorts, and they're still laughing and joking and trying to be in the now and, you know, make the best of a not-so-great situation. And it just made me appreciate my life and even my trials and tribulations by comparison.
Your growth segments. Well, we have two more. We have two more and we have 3 minutes. So we don't have a lot of time, and great things in life do take a long time. It says instant results are rarely the best. With patience, you can greatly expand your potential. If your desires were always fulfilled immediately, you would have nothing to look forward to. You would miss out on the joys of anticipation, progress, learning, growth. Remember, it's not about waiting. It's about the ability to keep a good attitude while working hard for what you believe in, and it's a willingness to stay focused, confidently taking one small step at a time, knowing the way you move a mountain is moving one stone at a time. Every stone you move, no matter how small, is progress. Bottom line, you deserve more than instant gratification value that arrives in an instant, often gone in an instant. Value that takes time and commitment to create often cultivates a greater creator, you. That's awesome. That is really awesome, and I could go so deep on that one, you know. Good things take a longer time, but they're richer and they're more meaningful, you know?
I agree.
Now, we have 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and our lady's going to come on and interrupt us here in about one. Other people cannot validate you. You know what? I don't even think you need to really expound on that, but so many people are people pleasers, and they want to go ahead and hear, you know, now every night, you know, it is good to hear, you know, it is good to hear, you know, attaboys. Believe me, as a coach, as a mother, as a spouse, it is good. But, you know, something, it's too many people just let other people validate them, and they don't have enough intrinsic value in themselves to validate themselves. And, you know, what happens when those people are jerks to you? You're going to start feeling bad about yourself, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think that's a real young person's thing. I think as you're younger, you want to be part of the group and you want everybody to like you and be popular, right? Don't you think that's more of a young person's thing?
I would think. I think you get to a certain age where you realize that that's not necessary.
Right. It's like, I don't care. I'm happy. And I'm not hurting anyone. And I guess the final principle here as we go into our last minute is you're not alone. It says in the midst of hard times, it's easy to look around and see a bunch of people who seem to be doing just fine, but they're not. We're all struggling in our own way. And if we could just be brave enough to open up about it and talk to each other, we realize that we're not alone and feeling lost and alone. So, you know what, it's always good to have good friends, and I got to say to you, Nancy, I appreciate you as my friend, and thank you for the coaching you've done with me. We got about 30 seconds left to sign off. Any final words for our listeners besides to listen to our show next Monday at 5 p.m. Central Time here on Awaken to Empowerment? Any final words from Nancy?
Yep. Yep, I got that phrase. It's called, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery. Enjoy the now.
Good thing. Well, let's enjoy the now, and you enjoy the now, but come back and check us out next Monday at 5 p.m. Central Time on Awaken to Empowerment. It's time to awaken your consciousness in a paradigm shift. Peace and love. Have a great week. See you next time on Awaken to Empowerment. We're signing off. Till next week.
Bye.
Bye.